It's marinating the display.
It's marinating. All right.
Marinating?
Marinating the display. All right, ladies and gentlemen, this is the time of the night where you all, if you want to, you can move up here to the front section because we're about to get fun and weird and all sorts of experimental up in this piece. Pilot Light being the piece in question. All right, ladies and gentlemen, help me out with this one. By the powers vested in me, I hereby declare this week's meeting of the Friendly Town City Council to order. Chant it with me.
Friendly Town! Friendly Town! Friendly Town! Friendly Town! Friendly Town!
This week at the Friendly Town City Council, we have come together to address a serious problem in our community. That serious problem, too many We have too many animals, too many things plugging our ecosystem, screwing everything up, and we have brought in our top scientific experts for week one of our series in the Friendly Town Science Series. So the next 4 weeks are going to be a real blast around here. This week, of course, Friendly Town needs to eradicate a species. Next week, Friendly Town needs to reintroduce a species. After that, Friendly Town needs a mad scientist, and then the final fourth week is the Friendly Town Science Forum. That's going to be quite a fun time. We're going to learn a lot about how science is and works and all the scientific things that we should all have in our lives, really. So, as I said earlier, I just want to reiterate, this week we are being sponsored and supported by several amazing scientific communities right here in Friendly Town, such as the Friendly Town Ecological Terrestrial League of International Field Experts, FetLife, thank you. The Friendly Town Ecological Terrestrial and Transmigrational Youth Welfare Associate Professionals, or FETIWAP. And last but of course not least, the Friendly Town Annual Philosophical Scientific Absolutely Necessary Delineation of Wondrous Ideas for Conservation and Health, or FAP Sandwich. I don't know what we would do without FAP Sandwich, really. Like, I don't think any legislation having to do with science or ecological things would ever get passed through our city council. But anyway, you guys, some of you know me. My name is Mayor Tyler, and I will be leading this meeting of the minds tonight. We're going to be discussing bringing in some of the top scientists from these organizations, from FetLife, FETIWAP, and FAP Sandwich, to discuss which species they believe should be eradicated from our ecosystem. Now, some of these species might be real. They might exist outside of Friendly Town. Others, which only exist in Friendly Town, have been submitted to us via one of the leading scientists from FetLife, Dr. Cowan McBoston. He has sent us a number of sketches, composite sketches, which we will be revealing over the course of the night, as several scientists who come up here this evening will be arguing need to go. You know, these species have been fucking things up for too long. So I prepared a short presentation, if you don't mind, Maestro back there on the PowerPoint. So, species elimination. Let's get down to brass tacks. First of all, we have ecological problems, yes. Our water supply is all jacked up. According to the Friendly Town Society of History, Integrity, and Technology, or FSHIT, these infestations are unprecedented here in Friendly Town. So, what do we do? We should, nay, must, eradicate a species. And as your humble mayor, I'm not a scientist, I'm just a small town mayor, but I would like to make the argument... Next slide, please. The species to eliminate is don't get super sad. See, I would like to propose that the Friendly Town Scientific Councils formally separate the species of Canis lupus familiaris, which actually this see this next hit the next slide. Say for example the dog. As it's known in the Latin community, Canis lupus familiaris, is sweet, lovable, and loyal. The dog can stay. However, the other kind of dog, which is the goddamn dog that won't stop barking at 4:30 a.m., the goddamn dog that won't stop barking at 4:30 a.m., or as it's known in the Latin community, Canis lupus fucking annoying us, will hereby formally be classified as a different species from the regular sweet, lovable dog. So, and as has been established, it is fucking annoying. So some of you might be out there wondering, hey, I love my dog. My dog is my best friend. I've had my dog forever. My dog is a super sweetheart. Well, ask yourself this question. Is your dog a goddamn annoying dog that won't stop barking at 4:30 in the morning? If the answer is no, your dog is good. You don't have to worry. However, if your dog is a goddamn dog that won't stop barking at 4:30 a.m., it is no longer in the same species as cool dog. And the goddamn dog that won't stop barking at 4:30 a.m., in the interest of productivity, the way we carry ourselves here in Friendly Town, by that point, we'll have been asleep for maybe an hour and a half or 2 hours every night. We like to party hard here. And whenever the dogs start barking in the neighborhood, one starts barking, it's like a bunch of dominoes. You know, the goddamn dog that won't stop barking at 4:30 a.m. I think if we took care of all of those dogs, then these dogs would be free to bark as they please, which is when their owners are awake and alert and feeding them treats, as goddamn dogs should. Sorry, but the Canis lupus fucking annoying us has no place in our ecosystem. Unlike its counterparts in Canis lupus familiaris, which very much deserve a role in our ecosystem. In fact, our third mayor was a dog. That's kind of the F shit would tell you a little bit more about that, but it's outside of my jurisdiction to discuss right now. So at any rate, that is my proposal for which species we should eliminate. But we actually have a bunch of real scientists who are here to make their arguments for the species that they think should be eliminated from our ecosystem. And your first scientist tonight is someone who we're very lucky to be joined by. It's actually someone who is working his way up over at FetLife. We're very excited to have Dr. Jeff Danger. FetLife is a great scientific community. And we feel that all species are beautiful things, but sometimes when you see something beautiful, you have to crush it. Am I supposed to say that like you did?
for the podcast.
Okay, so there are some species that are unique to Friendly Town. Rare species only available as artist representations. They're so rare, we haven't actually seen them. However, presented by Dr. Cal McBoston of FetLife and Fap Sandwich, we have to show you the Pegapigus Eater. The Pegapigus Eater, while cute and fuckable, is probably one of the most dangerous predators to human existence. Now, does the Pegapigus Eater does it eat people? No, of course not. It eats the one thing we need to survive. You're supposed to say it. Oxygen. It eats oxygen. The Pegapigus Eater eats oxygen. The thing is, in order for it to eat oxygen, it has to stick its Pegapigus, yeah. Into your throat and into your lungs. It absorbs oxygen directly out of human lungs. Now, you'll wonder how a Pegapigus Eater is going to get its Pegapigus down your throat. Well, here's the thing. Did I mention before that it's cute? That's the cutest fucking little thing I've ever seen. You're telling me you wouldn't walk past this Pegapigus Eater, pick it up, give it a great big old hug? I know I would. Maybe I have. Yes, that's right. I have been the victim of a Pegapigus Eater.
It wasn't that bad. I mean, like, I threw up a little bit. Look, maybe it's more of like I felt violated, and maybe I'm angry right now. Maybe I'm projecting against the Pegapetus Eater. FetLife is a strange community. I'll say this, though, about the Pegapetus Eater. There was a gentleman afterwards. Walked me to the front door, gave me a kiss goodbye. He was kind of like the cutest Pegapetus Eater in the Pegapetus bar that night. Kind of always wonder, like, can it fly? Like, I'm wondering, can it, like, I feel like the wings are too small. What did it evolve from? Like, obviously not like one of God's creatures. If you want to make this like a religious thing, that might also be a reason to kill it. But I'm a scientist, so I'm not gonna, you know, go there. But listen, look, maybe we don't need to kill the Pegapetus Eater. Maybe we just need to accept it. And I want to say let's kill it. I think we could probably eat it. Like, if we ate all of them, that could be delicious. Eat all the Pegapetus. Thank you. Let's kill Pegapetus Eaters. Thank you.
All right, so we have one argument from Dr. Jeff Danger from FetLife. Though there is a rumor that you're actually going to switch over to Fetty Wap soon, and we salute your decision. It's a big career move, we understand. This next scientist comes to us from the good people at FAP Sandwich. She volunteers at FAP Sandwich when she's not working at McKay's. Ladies and gentlemen, Dr. Jax Porter.
Animal that I'm going to pitch to you guys is one that we unfortunately do not have an artistic representation, but it's one that few humans have seen. But I'm here to pitch the fact that Tralfamadorians need to be eliminated from Friendly Town to make sure that we are secure in the timeline. Because if y'all don't know what a Tralfamadorian is, it is an alien that is fucking ugly. It looks like a toilet plunger, the hand on top, holding an eyeball. And these little shits were created in a lab, so they're not even natural. They're literally walking GMOs. And we unfortunately only have, well, fortunately, we only have a few, and they're in the caves underneath Friendly Town. But they keep popping in and out of our timeline, and as they are wont to do, they have a human zoo on their planet, as some of you have seen. Or have heard about in books, because a few crazy people have written about it, but they are a danger because, as we all know, well, all of us with degrees in exobiology, which is what I am a doctor of, they accumulate chronotons and will get us unstuck from our timeline. So I don't know if this has already happened. Some of you look like you might be your own grandfathers, but you know, it's that kind of thing. But they're not really good to eat, unfortunately. So we're probably just going to have to really buckle down in the physicist labs and create a time barrier around our town. Because otherwise, these creatures are going to continue to mess with our timeline. But, you know, if you see one, I'm pretty sure they're easy to kill. They're only like 2 feet tall. But that's my pitch.
Yeah. One more time for Dr. Jax Porter. I think she makes a very cogent point about not fucking up timelines. Because if there's one thing that zoologists have been saying for years, timelines are important. Now, don't ask me any questions whatsoever right now. Your next presenter comes to us. He's actually the founder of FAP Sandwich. And both the website and the scientific organization whose acronym is FAP Sandwich, he gets around. Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome the illustrious Dr. St. Thomas Ledoux.
Woo!
mysterious. I got that shiny science. All right, I got a presentation coming up. I'm going to rapid fire this. There's a whole bunch of things. I don't think we need to eradicate this one species. We could do away with like 10, at least, species. So as soon as this comes up, I'll be doing the pointing and the snapping. Snapping, that's a good cue. A snap. Next slide. But I got problems with a lot, and I got plans to eradicate all of them, and I'm going to show you these plans. Basically, what I want to say is, fuck all these animals. So, first one, anything in the Arctic. Don't like polar bears, I don't like penguins, because people are all bummed out. You can't see the previews, because then they get the punchline, John. You motherfuckers, you don't see this. You can't read this. All right,
we'll try again.
We gotta go to... What is this eco green thing? I ain't eco, I'm trying to eradicate shit. All right,
good.
All right, so, again, things in the Arctic. Because everybody's worried about global warming. They say, I can't drive my truck because we gotta worry about these fuckers. Here's the problem. They're going to die anyway. It's too late. We already fucked it up. We're not going to... And after they die, what's going to happen? I'm just going to get to drive my truck again. So let's just fucking cut to the point and just make it happen. So how do I propose we eradicate these species? Drive my fucking truck. All right? Next species. Geese. Fuck a goose. Do you see this shit? There's nothing cool about this fucking awful bird. I'm trying to fucking walk on the greenway. It's covered in shit. They're all in the middle of it. You try to walk through them because they won't fucking move. And they just hiss at you with those fucking teeth. Just, you're like, fuck. No, fuck a goose. And I'll tell you what, I know how to eradicate these. Just drive my truck again. If we just global warming, they just maybe will stop moving south for the winter eventually if it gets hot enough. And I think this, as long as they're just not fucking here, just no more fucking geese. Next species. Bugs. Literally any fucking bug. All of them, they're just fucking gross. No! Fuck this shit! I don't want to fucking deal with any of this shit. I don't care if they're crucial to the ecology and our environment. Nobody asked them to be that way, okay? Nobody asked them to do that. I don't fucking want them. We got another bug? Yeah. Fuck that bug. That bug can suck. Fuck the... No! Fuck! Look, what the fuck is that? It's, you know what? It's called a giant water bug. I got news for you. It's that big. No! How do I propose we eradicate these? Big old tissue. Next species. Anything majestic, basically. If these animals are so special, then why can't I pet them? Huh? Next. See, can't pet that, it'll fucking kill me. Can't pet that, it'll fucking kill me. Can't pet that, it will fucking kill me. So how do I propose we were... It's not fair. This thing is adorable. I just want to roll around and cuddle with it and run my fingers through its thick, wiry fur on its head and kind of like see if I can shake its jowls a little bit and then maybe see if I can ride on its... And I can't do any of that. And it's not... It's like, why the fuck does this thing exist if I can't ride it like a pony, even though it's not a pony? Listen, so how do I propose we handle these animals? Concentration petting zoos. Basically, just lock him up and let me fulfill my desires. And that's how that happens. Next species. Turkeys. Fuck a turkey. It's the ugliest bird. Turkeys are the basic bitches of the bird family. They taste bland as shit. This thing looks like it's like a syphilitic dick coming out of a butt. It doesn't make any sense. And it's just, I don't like it. And I got no patience for these dumbass animals. There's nothing cool about them. They just walk around where I work and like give me shit and try to eat my lunch while I'm eating. That's a personal story. Fuck a turkey. How do I propose we eradicate the turkey? Ban Thanksgiving. If we don't have... That's the only time you eat these things. Nobody ever eats... Like, you don't go to an Indian restaurant and they have turkey on the menu. Because it's disgusting. They could do it. It's not... Well, we're not in India, motherfucker. They can get turkey anywhere. They don't. You know why? Because it tastes like shit. So... Fuck a turkey, and if we just ban Thanksgiving, we'll have no demand for these. Eventually, they'll just die out because people will stop raising them. And I think I got a couple more. Next species. Cherry tomatoes. Disgusting. I'm sorry. They put them in salads because they're small and convenient, but, like, But they're just too big to eat in one bite. And when you try, it's just like an acidic explosion in your mouth. It's just too much. I don't eat that much fucking tomato. And it's such, why is there so too much tomato flavor in such a little package? Ugh, ugh, I hate them. They're the only kind of tomatoes at the salad bar at my job. And it's just bullshit. So how do I eradicate tomatoes? I'll tell you. Just make salads so big that they become irrelevant. If a salad is as big as your whole body, cherry tomato isn't even really a thing. So they, you know, then we can just put real-sized tomatoes in the salad in place of cherry tomatoes, and it'll taste normal again. Really, and I don't even think I have a slide for the next. But just really, any domesticated animal that doesn't taste delicious, like why the fuck do we raise olives? They're disgusting. I'm sorry. What, like, who grows things and they're like, oh, that tastes bad. I guess I'll grow it for the rest of humanity. It's not cool. Stop raising food that tastes bad. These things need us to reproduce, so stop letting them. There's nothing good about this shit. Cherry tomatoes are dog shit. All right. Next species. The mosquito. Not because malaria is a problem. I get why malaria, it serves an ecological function, you know, population control. But why does it have to be so itchy? Fuck, you can give me malaria if I just don't have to itch the whole goddamn time. So how do I propose we take care of mosquitoes? We burn citronella in the Friendly Town coal-fired power plant. Just dump a shit ton of that. I just put it in the air. I like the smell. Fuck it. And then I think finally, the last species, poison ivy. Fuck poison ivy, and this is maybe the only one I'm serious about. Like, again, what the fuck is with the itching? Poison ivy, okay, well, couple things. It itches for no reason. No other wild animals in the, like, nothing is allergic to poison ivy besides people. Poison ivy's not palatable. Nothing wants to eat it, so it has no reason to be itchy. Fuck, not even all people are fucking allergic to poison ivy. This shit's terrible for no reason. It's so fucking bad. Why? It doesn't make any sense. This shit is just unpleasant, just to be unpleasant, and I'm fucking over it. No. No. Fuck it. This is not cool, and so how do I suggest we take care of that? Literally just wipe down the whole forest with that Tecnu shit you get at the outdoor store. And if we can do that, I'd be a happier man for it. Fuck some poison ivy. Seriously. It does. It's the worst. Yeah, fap sandwich. No, but I got poison ivy in my dick once. No fap sandwich happening there. It was saved by. I was just a swollen red softball in my pants of just displeasure and discomfort and shame and just God no. Fuck
what was
some
poison. Different than usual.
When it's normally like that, it's of my own volition. Consent is a thing. I did not consent to being irradiated in my privates. Anyway, that's I'm all right. Give me out of this stage, Tal. Oh boy, I think a lot of that was really just about you. Like, I think it's not so much about you know, the welfare of the ecosystem or Friendly Town. It's just, you know, personal grudges you're trying to push away. So anyway. Your next scientist, and I use that word lightly, is someone who has accomplished a lot. He's actually reached a record number of publications from the FetLife organization. He has published 121 papers in a journal which he founded and publishes exclusively in. It's really more of a zine that he hands out at black metal shows. But he's gotten the black metal community very interested in ecosystem and ecological studies. Ladies and gentlemen, Dr. John Hurst.
The truth is, they're really mostly interested in it because some of the splotches look like black metal logos, and they go, oh, I've heard of that band before. Their first album is great. Their second album sucks. So they think they're really into it, and that's how I make most of my profit, but I'm not going to correct them on it. Don't you correct them either. I'm really excited because normally you get really reprimanded if you say we should eradicate a species, but like people in the early 1900s with the dodo and whatnot, they got to eradicate species all the time. It sounds like a good time. So, you know, normally to eradicate a species, you've got to pay big money and big auctions. So without even having to look at the species, I get to... I can decide its fate. And that's very exciting, and I hope for you, the Friendly Town community, it's exciting for you to feel that essential bloodlust that is humanity. So let's go ahead and see the one of our potential kill list. Okay, so this thing, it's okay, so it's pretty cute. You would say that, like, you know, like a little bit feathery, has a long tail. That tail is actually part of the poison ivy that St. Thomas will do, so desires. It actually evolved from that on there. It's actually, like, don't let the yellow skin, like, trick you into anything here. It's part kudzu, it's part poison ivy, and it's ready to just hug you all the time. It's just like, it all it wants to do is, like, love humans, and it just itches, it's bad, and you do not want to mess with this. This is kind of like, on the priority of how much I want to kill it, it's a 1 to 10, 1 to kill, but I do feel a little bit of slight rage towards it. So let's go to what next species.
Aren't you going
to
tell us what that's called?
Oh, that is the Choco Operation Ivy. So something like that. Again, I only print the magazine. I don't actually read it. And of course, this is the terror on the outskirts of Friendly Town, closer to in the middle of the belt between us and Chum Village. We do have the majestic horse shark. So you can see here that it also likewise feathery. It has hooves, which is not suitable for most sharks, as you may know, and that it's been basically known to. It's known to be around any vicinity, whatever there's cellos or the Jaws movie is playing at the Cineplex. So basically, any time that you're even thinking about, man, like Shark Week is actually the worst time to get attacked by a bear shark in Friendly Town, believe it or not. Like we don't, normally people, don't, it's this is a slightly higher risk because obviously the shark teeth of the bear shark, probably a 3 out of 10 because no one dares go to the belt after we close it off at the last Friendly Town council meeting. So let's do one more here, and we just got a straight up Pokemon here. So this is a combination of a Zubat and what looks to be a probably the beginning of a Toronto Blue Jay. They migrate to Friendly Town every year. They unfortunately got it on with the Friendly Town bats that are known to be just, they just get into everything and every species known to man. There are bear shark versions of that with bat heads and shark teeth. It's not a good sight. We do not have pictures of them because we do not live to tell the tale. But in this case here, they just, like not only do they have echolocation, but they shit on all our statues. Like, all of them. And it's not just like your standard bird poop either. It's basically like bat bird poop guacamole at this point in there. It's gross. It gets on everything. And just like, you just want to hang out with your black metal friends. Just smoking Lucky Strikes by the statue. And you put your hand on the wall and then you just cover in basically bat blue jay burp poop. Perp. It's called perp. So this is actually pretty high on the list here for that, especially because both of those ears make for excellent targets. If you hit both ears with one shot, you do get 20 points on your Lions Club membership that you traded in. You get 10% off at the local Friendly Town grocer. So keep that in mind. Thank you.
I like the dichotomy of your approach. You know, someone might see that and think, "Oh, the little guy's so cute. I don't want to kill it." And then you hear 10% off. Yeah. Sign me up. And then you just start shooting them all. I also like in your presentation, you brought up a very important point about Friendly Town's ecosystem is that none of our creatures kind of, you know, everything inbreeds with everything else. Like, you know, you have obviously bear shark, which I think started off as horse shark, but then you quickly amended it to bear shark. You also have what looks like it actually doesn't resemble any creature. Something Operation Ivy?
Yeah.
Actually 30% of its body is lint. And the other 45% is mellow. It's a very mellow creature.
That's why it's at the laundromat every week.
Yeah, it's at the laundromat, you know, and then, you know, you think you've escaped it, but it's going to find you. All right, Operation Ivy, okay. They literally had like 30 songs. Like, there's not that many references to go through for Operation Ivy. Hey, you know what? Your next scientist is not only the rudest scientist in the history of Fetty Wap, but he also was fired from FetLife for being too perverted to be a member of FetLife. You know, we're not going to go into that here because we're goddamn professionals, but, you know, I'm going to see through that, and I understand he's taken a swipe at me in the past, but it's all right. We're going to see through it. Ladies and gentlemen, Dr. Todd Lewis.
Thanks, dude. I'm sorry if I'm a little scatterbrained. I've been in a car for like 6 hours today. But anyway, I was at the beach this year, Chuck. This weekend, which is also this year, man. That's trippy. And I was checking some stuff out, and I heard about this eradicating thing, and I thought, you know, Friendly Town's got a big Yeti problem, a big Bigfoot problem. Maybe we could eradicate some big feet. But then I was like, well, it's really good for tourism. And they haven't been that much of a problem since the garbage can monsters have showed up in the caves under the city. But anyway, so Yeti are off the board. And then I was at the beach and I was hanging out. And they were like these seagulls flying in the air. And I was kind of like, man, seagulls are kind of stupid. I don't really like them. And, you know, but I kept being afraid they were going to poop on me. But, like, they never pooped on me. And they're already kind of, like, you know, they're already eradicated, you know, species. They go north and then they go south. So they can just stay at the beach. We don't need to eradicate them. So, anyway, after that, I was, like, riding home. And, you know, there was like a white-tailed deer. And I don't really like those because they've got those big-ass eyes. And I don't trust them. And I'm pretty sure they'd murder us all if they ever got the chance. But I was like, man, you know, I don't want to eradicate those. Like, and then I went to Arby's and I stopped at Arby's. And I was like, give me a beef and cheddar. And the girl at the counter was like, she was like, do you want any red ranch? And I was like, yeah, I want some red ranch. That sounds delicious. I love the red ranch. And so then I got my beef and cheddar, and it didn't have red ranch on it. And I was like, what kind of roast beef cock teases are you that work at Arby's? And that's when it hit me. Buffalo. We should eradicate some buffalo. Buffalo, or as it's also known, the American bison, or its scientific name, which is bison. I think we should eradicate some because they're real pretty to look at and they're dangerous, so morons will get gored. We can eradicate them down from like Canada. You know, I don't think they're normally like eradicatory. I think they just stay in one place, but we can like eradicate them down and so, like, the meat is good as hell. It's, like, real good. We can get them from, like, Great Bear Lake. Like, they look tough. And it's, like, we'll intimidate other towns with their buffalo that we eradicate in. And, you know, they're, like, other towns will be scared of us. So there are two different kinds of bison. There's the plains bison, which is smaller with a round hump, and then there's wood bison, which is bigger with a square hump. And I think we should get the one with a round hump because a square hump sounds really lame. And they got horns, and horns are magic. Everybody knows that. And so the city of Buffalo, New York will finally have to display a family of red-billed, blue-bellied, Friendly Town screeches as a cross-promotional program, and we can deep-fry buffalo meat and cover it in sauce and call it Friendly Town Scratcher hooves. And I made a picture of a buffalo. So I think that's the species we should eradicate. We should bring some buffalo to Friendly Town. Yeah.
All right, one more time for the only person in the history of the Fetty Wap Institute to get his PhD in NASCAR science, Dr. Todd Lewis. One more time for Dr. Todd Lewis. I guess they don't teach you what eradicate means at Fetty Wap either.
What?
Never mind. We have two more scientists for you guys, and then we're going to make our decision over which species to eradicate from Friendly Town. Your next scientist is actually, from what I understand, going to be speaking at a very, very highfalutin scientific forum tomorrow in Dallas, Texas, you guys. You guys should really, if you guys are in Dallas, you should go. If you're listening to this on the podcast, if you were in Dallas a few months ago, you should have gone. Ladies and gentlemen, Dr. Carson Barnes.
It's a very impressive conference that I'll be speaking at tomorrow. Do I get my picture up here? The thing?
Your picture?
Yeah, the one that I sent John.
Eradicate
yourself. It's the very last what? One. Fucking kill myself. Yeah. Well, I have a very strong opinion about this. The species that we should exterminate. It kind of goes against the grain. Fuck these people. I don't like them. I'm talking about senior citizens. A Friendly Town. They gotta fucking go. Gotta get rid of them. These assholes are why Donald Trump is president. I just want you guys to know that. Why do I want them eradicated? First of all, they can't fight. They can't protect the village that we live. I could beat the shit out of that guy. And all those old ladies too. I can beat them all up. Second reason why I want them gone, the senior citizens are statistically all Republican. That's just science. That's just looking at the facts. Reason number three that I want them gone, they're all saggy. Saggy people have no place in Friendly Town because they're saggy. yeah, so these people need to go, not just to Friendly Town, but probably everywhere. I think we'd be better off if they just fucking died. The conservative white people of America. These are the people that don't want stem cell research to happen in the United States. They don't know that if you put a fetus in a blender, blend it up, put it in someone's body, they regenerate the cells that are that's close to them. It actually helps people. So they're stupid. They're dumb people. These people also don't do drugs. This is the generation that grew up with the prohibition of marijuana in the 1930s. Now, I guess we know. Yeah. They got to go too. Also, from like a, okay, if we're looking at it from the perspective of just, evolutionary biology, like, these motherfuckers can't reproduce, right? So what is their point here anymore? They don't have a point. They need to die and get out there. These people also need to be eradicated because, all right, I want to say like, what, 60, 65 plus? Is the range we're talking about here. Senior citizens, specifically. They grew up in a time when they were told that if you don't accept Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, you're going to hell. We grew up in a time where, when it was told to us, if you don't accept Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, you're going to hell. We can go, I don't think that's true at all. They grew up without the internet, so they're basically savages. Also, if you look at the spectrum of human history, you know, we've been around as humans for about 200,000 years, and I want to say for 95% of that time, you didn't get that fucking old. You got to be like 30, and then you died of whatever disease was like ridding your your village of that time. And yeah, they're not okay. So I'm giving all that was the why. Why do these old motherfuckers need to die? The how or the who? First, obviously, the white people gotta go first. We just had it too good for too long. We gotta suffer at some point, so the white people go first. How? You have to do a trial by combat with someone of the same gender as you, except when they're 27. So you just fight someone who is young and able, and if you lose, which you probably will because you're fucking geriatrics motherfucker right there, you die. So that's my theory, or that's my proposition, is why we should eradicate people from old people from Friendly Town. I hope you guys can agree. Thank you.
All right, PhD in logical sciences, Dr. Carson Barnes, proposing what appears to be basically a Logan's Run plot line for old people. Basically, like, they're not a separate species from us, Carson. You realize that, right? Like, people have made the argument to eliminate humans for a long time, and that's what we're looking here at Friendly Town for a non-human species to get rid of. Because honestly, who will cut our hair when we're gone? Like, you know, all humans died. Like, who would build really cool cars? Like, who would drive the really cool cars? Not the old people. I agree with you there. All right, your final doctor this evening will hopefully be the first person all night to make a logical argument. Ladies and gentlemen, he comes to us. He's actually been spending some time in New York at the FAP Sandwich, the FAP Sandwich United Nations branch, and he's got some interesting thoughts on some of the unique Friendly Town species. Ladies and gentlemen, Dr. Alex Linton.
Thank you, guys. I have my doctorate in feminist philosophy. It's really gotten me far in life. All right, so what you see here is a basic jack-offinator. You see the end right there? The urethra was unfortunately left off, and that is where the jizzonite, which is a soft fluid motion, liquid, that's what I meant to say, comes out at you because it gets scared, and that's like his fucking like defense mechanism. So if you like come up to it and like, whoa, what's up, jack off, and mite, is that what I called it? Yeah. Oh no. And then he's gonna be like, oh, and then you run away, and like people are like, what happened to you today? And I'm like, I got jizzadinator. Anyways, next one. Ooh, this is the platter dragon. As you can see, it's a very vicious creature. It's a total womanizer. Then typically, actually, they usually have a harem of women, and the tail is actually used to bitch slap their women, just in case you didn't know. So they're really fucked up guys. Why do we want those guys around? They're slowing down our species, and also continuing the trend of prostitution, which is bad, guys. You should know that. I don't have to tell you that. Anyways, what else? Oh, okay. The smoke snake. The snake. Goddamn asshole is what a snake is. He actually has little brain. No, he basically can't think for himself. He can't really move all that much. The only thing he can do is go to soldier's funeral and hold God hates bag signs out. You know, because he's a fucking moron. And so I think they should be eradicated. Also, they're fucking awful in restaurants, you know what I mean? Like, we outlawed smoking in this thing, so they're half smoked, so what the fuck are you gonna do? And they're like, you have to take that outside. You're like, I can't take half my body outside. And they're like, well, you're gonna have to leave, and that's racism. We don't, like, we're not comfortable with that, so we just kill them all. That's it. It constantly bleeds from its mouth, as you can see. Usually that's just another gross out tactic, most like the jack off azor. I think I should call it like five different names at this point. Is anybody counting? And he's bleeding on you, and just kind of gross. And you're like, oh, dude, I got blood on me. I got snake, the thing blood on me, and it's gross, and I don't like that at all. So, is there any more? I think we can all agree, fuck this thing. And if you're listening, imagine it's like a combination of an owl, an armadillo, and pig. And I'm just, I mean, aren't you just sad looking at that thing? That thing wants to die. Okay. I think we'd be doing it a favor. Actually, I think we should all just give them, I don't know. We should all give them, I don't listen to emo bands, but maybe we should get an emo band album and they'll just take care of the job themselves. Look at it. I mean, it's got like an Eeyore kind of complexion on. Like, oh, like I bet he's a total buzzkill at parties. Nobody likes having him around. And they just, also, his laugh's really weird because, you know, he snorts a lot. And that's fucking annoying, and nobody likes those people. Also, they're just slow and fat. And, you know, they're slowing down society. I think we should eradicate them by giving them, I don't know, My Chemical Romance? I don't even fucking know. Does anybody actually listen to them? Because I think we should probably also eliminate you too if you did. Okay, I like those guys, buddy. Anyways, go on to the next one, if there's any more. Ah, yes, this one. This is the only picture in existence. You'll notice it's blurry. So it's hard to see, really know what's going on. You can see the hooves on it. This is the Q-Fox, a combination of Cubone from Pokemon, and a fox. Yeah, these guys are pretty dumb also. You just look at that stupid face. That's why they wear a mask all the time. It looks like, you know, what's probably their mother's head, which is actually the origin of Cubone, if you don't know, if you're a Pokemon fan, so you're welcome. He wears his mother's skull. And it doesn't matter. Anyways, and these guys are just running around, and they're just being like, they're just saying homophobic things to gay people. They're standing outside nightclubs and being like, hey, don't suck dick. And, you know, you should let them suck dick, okay? That's their choice. That's their prerogative. Did we get all uncomfortable with that? Should I? Oh, no. And we can go to the next one. Are there any more?
Yeah, one more.
One more, thank God. Okay. This abomination right here. This is a combination of fucking Zoidberg and I don't know, Jeff. What's his name? The guy from The Fly.
Goldblum.
Goldblum. Yeah.
Get off the stage.
I know. Guys, I'm thinking I'm way too young to do this mic. Apparently. No, Jeff Goldblum. And so that's when actually Jeff Goldblum fucked Mr. Krabs or Zoidberg, whichever you like better. And these guys are just, like, living in trash and, like, you know, taking people's things. They're making a big-ass mess. They never clean up after themselves. They're horrible house guests. And they're, like, buzzing all the time. You're like, how do you even buzz without wings? I don't fucking know. I'm a fly. So, I think that's everything on that. I also would like to add one of my own, and I'm actually very passionate about this. I think we should get rid of fucking goddamn jellyfish, because, number one, they're goddamn assholes. I don't know if you've ever met a jellyfish. They're also very stupid. They don't have brains. They just float around. They're like, I'm gonna sting you. And all I know is it makes sailing really, really shitty sometimes. Alright, thank you. Remember, I am Dr. Alex Linton. I have a PhD in feminist philosophy.
Alright, Dr. Alex Linton. And just like every other doctor we've had here tonight of science, zero good ideas. I think our Friendly Town meetings have generally elicited that. Let's see, I think we have one more drawing from Dr. John Hurst. He submits this posthumously. What's that brand with like the gray cassette tapes? Rexall? No, Maxell.
The
Maxell 60-minute cassette mixtape. It's anthropomorphized. Obviously, much like the mixtapes that I made for girls in middle school, never once got me as much as a kiss on the cheek, despite being adorable. So as you can see, the 60, you know, and it goes to parties and it's like, hey, you know, I got Boys to Men on me, and it doesn't work. It just doesn't do anything. So I'm going to mute the projector real quick and you just rewind it to what we think we here at the Friendly Town City Council would like to formally eliminate from existence on this astral plane. Once again, thank you to our associates at FetLife, FettyWop, and Fap Sandwich. Sorry, I just can't say it with a straight face. Our three scientific organizations, but we think we've come down to a species that could use to be blown from the face of the planet. The fucking egg avatar on Twitter. No egg avatar has ever contributed anything to society or Twitter, whichever one you think is facsimile, one or the other. For example, like the new Twitter user, someone who's a new Twitter user and also has been assigned the Latin name Homo sapiens alt-rightus, Homo sapiens alt-rightus has several characteristics which we find, of course, horrible. They are white supremacist. They're a virgin who should not procreate anyway. Not that they've been given the opportunity, based on how much they hate women for some reason, usually using that avatar as their picture on Twitter. But also, of course, it's a rare species with no backbone. The second you present facts or a logical argument to them, they mysteriously disappear and reemerge under a new username with the same photograph. So we think we should just kill them all. And I don't remember if I had any other points to this slide. No, we don't. But I think, you know, I think that's going to be our decision. We're going to have that classified as its own species, eliminate that species. Once again, thank you to Dr. Cowan McBoston. Give it up for Cowan McBoston. In addition to being one of the top scientists at FetLife and Fap Sandwich, he also hosts trivia on the nights that we meet, so he can't unfortunately be with us. He's a very busy scientist, and his responsibilities keep him very busy. So I think we've all learned something about ourselves. Number one is that we have no business discussing science in a public forum. Number two is that if you don't know who Jeff Goldblum is, you have no right to exist in this environment. Look, I mean, I understand, like, you know, you just don't know some other 80s, 90s actor, but, you know, he is one of our patron saints, Alex. Like, you should know this about Jeff Goldblum. I mean, his role as Ian Malcolm in the Jurassic Park movie inspired us to basically give him an honorary degree in mathematics from Friendlytown University. That it goes in addition to the other honorary degrees of mathematics he got after that movie came out. But of course, you know, let's like lay off the fly trash can lobsters. I think the fly trash can lobsters have a role in society. If it weren't for them, who's going to eat the flies off of the trash cans, first of all? Second of all, they look pretty rad. And, you know, they're nice guys. You just have to give them a chance. Thank you again to Pilot Light. Thanks again to your bartending mayor, Todd, who presented us I think he just wants to repopulate bison into the American Midwest, which is admirable. That's also next week's show is also going to be Friendlytown needs to repopulate a species or reintroduce a species, because I think our friends at one of the scientific councils might call us on our shit and might say, oh no, actually we need one more species that's been extinct for a very long time, and we're just going to pull a straight Jurassic Park on that. See, I can bring it back around. Ladies and gentlemen, I'm your mayor, Tyler, and I'm going home. Have a good night. Sweet dreams.